Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to Patricia Corey and Emissary, the title of her book, talking more about the environment and some of the things that are happening. And I have to say, Beth, I've been watching some interesting programs in that regard, and this is going to tie into what we're going to talk about, and that is Santa Barbara and her birthday, which was, of course, back in April, but still appropriate, because it's interesting, as I'm watching these various documentaries and scientific evidences of the cyclical pattern of Mother Earth, and that we're going through one of those patterns. We didn't cause it, but that doesn't mean we're not exacerbating the problem. However, right, it's a naturally occurring process. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't clean up our house. It doesn't mean we shouldn't do better at being stewards and taking care of this planet, which is our home. And I think that's one of the things that Patricia and I, as we chat in this interview in the first segment, we did touch upon that, you know, this whole business. As a matter of fact, I saw something about CO2 and the temperatures rising. The CO2, according to they measure this on the core samples that they get at the Arctic and Antarctic. The CO2 came first, which I thought was fascinating. Anyway, let's talk a little bit because Santa Barbara is sort of known as the birthplace of the environmental movement going back to 69.
Absolutely.
But when was Santa Barbara born? April?
April 9th.
Okay.
1850.
And would we go based upon the signing of some charter?
Yes, that's normally how it's done. And, you know, because there's not a lot of research that's been done on this, you know, the tendency has been to run the chart the way we do when we don't have an exact birth time, which is to run it at noon, straight up noon.
All right.
On April 9th.
That's when we have our parade, so that works.
Doesn't it? That kind of works. But if you do that, well, regardless of when the birth time is for the city and the county of Santa Barbara, both have the same birth date. It looks like there were two charters, and it's April 9th, 1850, and so that gives us a big fat stellium in the sign of Aries. Like, it's amazing. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in Aries, and depending on the birth time, it could also give us the midheaven. I get it, this is like really technical information, but for the layman out there, the average people, whenever you've got more than two planets together in one sign, it's called a stellium. It's just when you've got a whole bunch of planets all crunched up together like that. And so if your sun is in Aries, you have strong attributes of that sign. If you have more planets touching your sun in that sign, it's exponentially bigger. And the more planets get involved, the more exponential it gets. And so to have all this in Aries there is really, really powerful. And so it gives us an opportunity to kind of look at, you know, what does Aries rule and how do we manifest it as this community?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing that comes to me is that Aries rules the military and fighting and war and weapons and those kinds of applications. And we started as a military outpost. And we started also with some spiritual overtones in there too. But
mm-hmm.
you know, we were strategic. We were a military outpost, and the defense industry through time has kind of been big here. And it's still one of the leading economic drivers of our community.
Yeah, and another aspect too, using a biblical passage, train a child up in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well. As
wow.
a young child nation,
right.
what were we doing?
Yeah, what were we doing?
We were fighting. First, it was the British in the 1700s.
Right.
We had all kinds of skirmishes in the early 1800s. Then the Civil War, we fought amongst ourselves.
Right.
We're almost as bad as the Irish.
Well, we are largely Irish, honey.
Which is true, yes.
It's estimated that half of all people born in Ireland since 1600 have left.
Mm.
For over 400 years. It's like they're born and they leave, and most of them come to the North American
Continent,
you know, and so it's and the Scots, you know, the Scots-Irish are fierce, you know, they can be fierce and hard to calm, very passionate, often short on logic and long on passion.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying I know my people.
Yes, indeed. Same
one
here.
Celt to another.
Exactly.
But it's a fascinating thing. I want to say one other thing. Aries is famous for innovation.
Oh.
Aries is the pioneer. It creates new solutions to problems. And one of the things that I do think, if you look back over our history, especially, you know, we were the birth of the environmental movement.
Mm-hmm.
We were champions of slow growth in for a long time, which really did a lot. Like, there's a lot of people who are upset about it. But honestly, we wouldn't be as beautiful. We wouldn't be the tourist destination, which is another big driver of our economy, if we hadn't been so conservative at a time when nobody else was being so.
Yeah.
You know, that was an innovation. And we've innovated around parks. We've innovated around childcare and all the things we do for families, you know, with the free days at the museums and the economical daycare and camps and summer camps and on-site childcare. You know, we have so many businesses doing that here. And we were some of the first in the nation to be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. We are at our best when we're creating new solutions. When we're being responsive to what is and creating new, not using the same broken tools to try and solve the same problem.
Exactly. And I've even talked with people who've lived here for a decade or more, even longer than that, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And for the most part, they say, yes, Santa Barbara is still, basically, it's still the same as it was. However, I cannot say the same thing about my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. It isn't even close.
No.
And that's what's so sad is that I'm glad. I mean, that was one of my biggest concerns when I moved here.
Right.
Because I was seeing all of these different projects being built.
Right.
And I'm going, oh, my God, they're doing the same thing. But actually, they weren't.
Right.
And they are very careful. Maybe some say a little too slow, but you know what? We still have progressed. We've still moved forward. And as you say, it's still maintained its beauty. And it's still a destination for people to come to. They still want to come here. So that's exciting in that respect. Now, in terms of our future, what you've just described, you know, speaks a lot. You know, I'm hoping that, during this drought period that they say we're having, that just seems to go on and on and on. I think people are again, being innovative. I mean, we still buy gallon bottles of water, which we, the humans in the household, drink. But then, because we're on a well, we then fill those bottles with water for the animals or for the gardening. So we are almost sort of measuring, if you will.
How much we're using. Yeah, and getting back to innovation, you know, that's another thing. With the drought, we have created innovative techniques that other people don't do, or even with the environment, you know, with the bag ban and that kind of thing, when we are progressive, when we are creating new and more appropriate solutions to our problems, we do better, and there's a lot of evidence to that.
And matter of fact, one of those pieces of evidence, and I don't know, it's probably still banned, but I know that they had come up with a couple of years ago an extremely biodegradable, quote-unquote, plastic bag. And that's been the issue right there, is that these bags are not biodegradable. Well, I'm hoping that maybe those might be able to be used, but I don't have a problem with just kicking myself in the shin saying, get the canvas bag out of the car, and you know, it's just a new way of doing things. We just have to learn, and we also have to learn how to get in touch with you when it comes to finding those new innovative ways of doing things. Go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, on LinkedIn or 963-0842, and we'll be back next with our continuing interview with the author of Emissary.